Yerushalmi pair corresponding to Bavli Vrochim Daf Samachei. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis at the Mishnah. Eiv Peret Anoishe B'Shas Habitzira Hayaboidze Arket Zav Eshkol Husbach Baalim B'Nofal Aoretz B'Nifrat Harei Ze Shal Balabais. The Mishnah says, what is Peret? That which falls off when picking grapes. If he cut off a cluster by its stalk and it became intertwined in the foliage and fell to the ground and grapes dispersed, they belong to the owner. Hamenech kalkol atachas hagefen b'shashu boitzer harei the goizel es aniim azenema atasi gvul oilim. One who places a basket under the vine while cutting off the trees, off the grapes, he is stealing from the poor. And about such a case, the pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Chof Ches, do not remove an ancient boundary. Ezu oilois kol she'ein loy lekasef olinatef im yeshlo kasef olinatef harei ze shavalabayef im safek laniim. What are oilus, which are the gleanings that must not be picked in the vineyard and are left for the poor? That's any cluster that does not have kasef, which is grapes leaning on other grapes, or natef, which is the lowest grapes that don't, means the lowest grapes don't hang down. If it has kasef or natef, it belongs to the owner. If it's doubtful, it belongs to the poor. Oilus sheba akuva im nekretzes hi im eshko ha'ezeh shabal habayis im lav ha'ezeh shel aniim. Oilus on the joint of a vine, if it can be cut off with the cluster, it belongs to the owner. If not, it belongs to the poor. Gaga yechidi, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, eshkol, v'chachamayimim, oilus. A single stalk, Rabbi Yehuda says, is considered to be a whole cluster. Chacham say that it's oilus. And the Gemara says, Hadar Amra, that the Mishnah taught that one may not place the basket under the vine. This teaches, Peret b'nishirosei kadosh, leis hadar pshita, she'olte de'ulfa, de'ulfa, shal lakat b'nishirosei, now, again, it teaches that as soon as the grape begins to fall from the cluster, even before it lands on the ground, it already belongs to the poor. Why not use this to answer Ulfa's question that we had, that this question appears in Trumas in Pek Vav in Halacha Hey, could the owner consecrate the produce before it hits the ground? I mean, does produce become leket as soon as it falls from the hand, or only when it reaches the ground? Since we can assume that there's no difference between peret and leket, our Mishnah seems to answer this question. Amu Bishmo ba Avduma Shnihi Shuhugam Loi Shlayorad La Oetz. Bishmo ba Avduma says the answer is that one could say that it's the placing of the basket that prevents them from falling on the ground. Ezu Oilus, Ezu Kasef, Pesigai, Zu Agabizu, Ezu Nataf, Hatulius, Vishudra, Vyodus. The Mishnah defined Oilus as any cluster that doesn't have Kasef or Natev. What is Kasef? Grapes leaning on other grapes. What is Natev? The lowest grapes don't hang down. Rabbi quoting Yehuda says they are only called oilus if he can hold them in the palm of his hand. And the Gemara assumes it means that he can hold all of the trees oilus in his palm. The question is, didn't Rabbi Chiya say that it once happened in Sipporin that the oilus weighed 7 litra? And some translate the phrase, it once happened that the oilus weighed 7 Sipporin litra. But Amar Bechina Shem Nosna al Gabe Tavla Behen Shiyukulon Noigos Betavla. Bechina answers, rather, it means that the grapes must be spread widely enough around the cluster that if you'd isolate them in their current position, they would all rest on the palm of his hand rather than on each other. Ben Levi Shinismaneloi Mase Tevel, Matsbezecha Oilus, Reza Oisa Oisan Trumas Mase, Bemakam Ache, Boilus, Lab Shal Anihem. If a Levi was given Maaseh Tevel, meaning that the Trumas Maaseh had not yet been separated from it, and he found Oilus within it, he can make them Trumas Maaseh. Now, don't the Oilus belong to the poor? So how can he give them as Trumas Maaseh when they're not obligated in Maaseh? Ve'avin b'shem Rabbanon de Tamon, ani oime im ha'nikrotzois im ha'eshkreles. The answer is, Ve'avin, quoting Rabbanon of Bavel, said that there I can say that they were Oilus, that they were still attached, and therefore still belong to the owner.